my
knee,
the whole thing,
leg,
and
foot,
and I have two
feet,
and this sensitive bone here,
that's your shin bone.
Okay, what if I get down like this? You say
you're squatting.
Okay, have you ever heard another way of saying that? You're down on your
knees. Down? You wouldn't be on your knees. Down on your.
Have you ever heard hunkers?
Yeah, no, I believe it's their haunches.
Okay.
Haunches.
And someone who had been sick for a while, you'd say, he still looks a bit
peaked.
Okay. Someone who's in good shape, you'd say, he's big and
strong.
Okay. And someone who's easy to get along with.
He has a good disposition.
Okay. And someone who's always dropping things.
Mm.
Or stumbling.
Awkward.
Okay. And a person that keeps doing things that don't make any sense. You'd say he's
just silly. He doesn't.
Or he's just a plain
crank.
Okay. And someone who never spends any money.
He's stingy.
Or
tightwad.
Okay. And when you say a person is common, what does that mean?
It means he's low class.
Okay. What about when you say a girl is common? Does it have a special meaning then?
Well, it means she doesn't have a good reputation.
Does it mean morals?
Morally.
Like maybe she's got an illegitimate child or something? Does it have that connotation?
Yeah, that maybe she runs with a man that she shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
More than she should.
Yeah. And an older person who still gets around real well, you'd say that he's very
active for his age.
Okay. What about spry or peppy or trappy?
Yes, spry.
Okay. And you say if your children were out, you'd say, well, I don't guess there's anything wrong, but I still feel a little
anxious about them or worried.
Or you wouldn't feel easy, you'd feel
uneasy.
Uh-huh. And you say, oh, it'll be okay, just don't.
A little what?
It'll turn out all right, just don't
worry.
And you say, I'm not going upstairs,
I'll stay down.
Or a child might say, I'm not going upstairs in the dark, I'm
afraid. Okay. I'm scared.
Okay. Would you use that word scared much yourself?
A lot of people do. I guess maybe I do as much as I say afraid.
Okay. You say, well, I don't see why she's afraid now. She, using the expression used to be, you'd say, I don't see why she's afraid now.
She's grown up or she's...
Meaning, a long time ago she wasn't. You'd say, why should she be afraid now?
She's all right.
Well, would you say she used to be or didn't used to be? Or?
She didn't used to be frightened at every little thing. Why is she now? Is
okay.
that
it? Mm-hmm. And someone who leaves a lot of money on the table and goes out and doesn't lock the door, you'd say he's mighty
careless.
And you say there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of
peculiar, funny.
Okay. Any other words?
Silly.
Do you use the word queer or quar?
Queer.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
Strange and different from other people.
Mm-hmm. Do people use that word now as much as they used to?
I think so, yes. Queer.
What, has that word changed meanings recently?
Yes, I believe they're using that word now to mean a man is a homosexual, don't
uh-huh.
I don't keep up much with these news,
uh-huh.
but I believe that's true.